clear why Tampa's number one in the league here. They flexed some muscle tonight, and it was hard to keep up.
Yeah, obviously top team in the league, and rightfully so. They got, you know, four lines that play really fast, and you know, maybe outside of that first line Kucherov, that kind of like to open things up a little bit, and a lot of east-west, they play a pretty deliberate game going forward, and they make you defend, and they're first on pucks, which is on their forecheck, which is hard to deal with, and they escape pressure pretty well, pretty good up the wall, and incorporate their D a lot, and you know, a lot of guys moving where maybe the sorts are a little hard, and anytime they get time and space like that for long stretches kind of wore us down, and they're able to get a couple goals because of that.
Yeah, four or five goals from D-men. Was it at all a surprise that they were as active as they were?
You know, we saw it in video and stuff, and obviously it's been a while since we played them, but yeah, I mean, they were constantly moving, and you know, they weren't shy to have 2D below the top of the circles, and you know, obviously they're feeling pretty good about their game, and they've won a lot, and you know, they were on a 10-game winning streak recently, so they're feeling really good about themselves, and yeah, top to bottom, they got a really, really good team, and they play the right way, and they play hard, and that's definitely a team that's going to have a good run in the playoffs.
He's more than fun by Craig.
Yeah, that's just you know, that's they did a good job of getting some net traffic, and then, you know, as we're trying to sort things out, they were able to get shot lanes and take advantage of that, and yeah, it was a couple of them obviously Andy couldn't see, and it's pretty hard to stop it when you can't see it.
It feel different. Crow as the box.
I don't know if it felt different, to be honest. I think, you know, having Crow on the back end, he's obviously very vocal, and you know, he's always chatting, and he was great for us as a D corps back there, I think, so far this year, and a lot of guys have taken leaps, and I think Crow's a big part of that, and you know, we didn't hear him as much because he was kind of taking care of the forwards a little more, and you know, but Crow's a great leader, and you know, obviously working with him this year, he's done a lot for my game, and I feel like I've improved, and he showed a lot of faith in me this year, and it's been a great relationship, myself and all the D Corps. So it's good to see Crow obviously up there in the forward group, and hopefully they can have a good relationship as well.
Good, thank you. Awesome. Appreciate it.